The Japanese invasion of Manchuria that began in 1937 threatened to engulf all of the continent of China. China's only lifeline is the Burma Road, running 700 tortuous miles across the continent of Asia. China needed someone to defend this lifeline from the air. They called on a leather-faced, brilliant Texas tactician named Claire Lee Chenault. Chenault accepts the job and returns to the United States to seek adventurous volunteers. Chenault must carry out the recruiting of the volunteers in secret. Chenault's American volunteer group wound up with 100 pilots, 200 ground personnel, and a doctor and two nurses. From their base at Tonggu, Burma, they gather 100 P-40 Tomahawks that were rejected by the British. Every morning at 6 a.m., there is a class to teach the pilots how to fight the Japanese Zeros. Chenault tells them to use the strength of the P-40. Don't get into a turning contest with a nimble Zero. The pilots paint shark teeth on the nose of their aircraft to intimidate the Japanese. They paint tigers with wings in their fuselage. They go up against the Zeros and down on the average of 30 planes a day, but not without some losses. By the spring of 1942, out of 100 planes, the Tigers are down to only 30 planes. Low on ammunition and fuel and tires, Chenault's group hangs on and holds their own in the sky. But on the ground, the situation is different. Fresh Japanese troops push the Chinese back to the Salween River in northern Burma, the last standpoint between the Japanese and the Burma Road. With only 4 planes, Chenault's AVG group turns the tide and repel the Japanese assault. On July 4, 1942, the contract between Chenault and the Chinese is culminated. In 7 months of combat, Chenault's group shoots down 297 Zeros. 9 of the AVG pilots were killed in action. Another 18 were either killed in accidents or reported missing in action.